It's Monday evening at Bethel Cultural Center. Sensei, or teacher, Louise Russell, has just finished leading her excited students through warm-ups.
They definitely have the potential to do great things, so we'll see. Right now we're just trying to get through promotions and learn of the semester excitement.
Students are now paired off to practice throwing.
How do you throw somebody?
You off-balance them, then you go into the throw, and then you finish it.
That's Soren Nelson, who took home a third-place medal for the 9 to 10-year-old age group. Finishing in judo means getting them on the ground. The trick is to throw them off balance.
Open them up and kind of like just get them on their toes so it's easier to throw.
Nelson had 6 matchups, or fights, for the tournament, which is a lot.
There's a guy named Jace. He beat me twice.
How did he do that?
Drop shoulder throw.
That's one of the throws judo club is practicing now. Emily Madison, who came in first for her weight class, says it's not just knowing how to throw, but anticipating how your opponent is trying to throw you. Emily smiles, remembering someone she threw.
I kept seeing what throws she was trying to do, and I countered them. I tried Taitoshi, and when she went for a foot sweep, I timed it right, and then I did a foot sweep on her.
As students gain in higher belt ranks, they learn more challenging moves, like the chokehold. Lindsay Beans Polk is a 15-year-old blue belt who came in first place for her weight class at the state championships this year. Beans Polk says when you do a standing choke from behind, you place your arm below the opponent's Adam's apple, cutting off the flow of blood to the brain.
We have to be very careful because if you do it too long or the ref doesn't watch, they could knock out. And it's very important that you know how to revive them, which is part of training for a green belt.
Students don't get to practice chokeholds until they are a green belt or higher, says Beans Polk. So far, she's never had to revive anyone, but by the time she's a purple belt, she's sure she'll have to.
But usually the ref will say mate before somebody's knocked out, and the mate means stop.
Beyond chokeholds, all judo students must live by one thing in a match: balance. Beans Polk recalls in one of her more difficult matches at state championships just how hard it was to stay focused on staying balanced.
I wasn't paying attention to kazushi, and kazushi in judo is a big part. It means off balance, and it makes everything so much easier.
And this is something Beans Polk plans to practice before next year's judo state championships in Anchorage. For KYUK, I'm Christine Trudeau.
I want to see a hold now. Somebody in this corner is going to do a hold now.